You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Fixing FEMA. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. After a natural disaster, getting individual aid from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, can be a notoriously slow and cumbersome process. The Biden administration is attempting to take on that problem. Under new rules, FEMA will offer upfront housing vouchers and shorten the application process for businesses, among other changes. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
The largest wildfire in New Mexico's history was set by the federal government. It started out as a prescribed burn in 2022 before it got out of control. 2 years later, hundreds of victims are still waiting on FEMA payments.
It's been exhausting.
Jana Lopez runs a community group that's been helping people apply for aid.
Right when they think they have their application turned in, more documents are requested, more affidavits.
FEMA's new regulations are meant to cut through this kind of red tape, especially for low-income victims and those without disaster insurance.
I think it's all trending in the right direction.
But Michael Wara, a climate policy expert at Stanford, says FEMA has more work to do.
The reality is that it is much more cost-effective to help people be prepared for disaster rather than to help them recover.
Wara says it would cost less for the agency to offer more grants and loans to help make homes more resilient to wildfires and floods. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
The Dow and S&P 500 both hit record highs yesterday. Overseas, Japan's Nikkei hit a 34-year high. So what is behind this rally? Marketplace's Nova Sappho takes a look.
The short of it is that investors in the U.S. are expecting a lot of encouraging news, and overseas they got a jolt of optimism. This week alone, dozens of S&P 500 companies are reporting quarterly earnings, as are about a third of Dow components. Profits, generally speaking, are expected to hold up well. There's also government data coming this week on inflation and fourth quarter GDP growth, both likely pointing to a soft landing for the economy. In the meantime, the Bank of Japan held off from raising interest rates, saying inflation had not yet reached a sustained 2% rate. And when it begins raising rates, the central bank is expected to do so slowly. That, combined with what appears to be solid wage growth in Japan, juiced up the Nikkei to fresh highs. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
At the end of this month, Boeing is scheduled to release its earnings for the fourth quarter. Boeing stock has taken a beating since a door plug blew out of a 737 MAX 9 jet earlier this month.
And Boeing has only reported two profitable quarters since 2019 after two fatal crashes involving the Boeing 737 MAX 8. The road to this point has been a long one, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Ronald Epstein was a young engineer working for McDonnell Douglas when it merged with Boeing in 1997. At that time, he says Boeing's top executives were engineers.
The folks that designed the airplanes were on the top of the pile. If you just look at the pecking order of management today, that's not the case anymore.
Today, Epstein is the lead aerospace defense analyst at Bank of America Global Research. He says after the merger, Boeing started focusing more on the bottom line.
Maybe Boeing wasn't as focused on some of the financial things that it should have been. I mean, ultimately, it's a business. But I think the argument goes it went too far.
Epstein says it doesn't help that Boeing moved its headquarters to Arlington, Virginia, far from the factories where it makes commercial aircraft. And the 737 MAX 8 still has problems, according to Ed Pearson. He's a former senior manager at Boeing and now executive director of the Foundation for Aviation Safety. Pearson says pilots flying the MAX 8 and 9 are told not to use its anti-ice system for more than 5 minutes in dry air so it won't overheat and lead to engine failure.
Pilots have told us it's kind of like being told, hey, don't forget to turn your rear defroster off. How many of us haven't accidentally left the rear defroster on, right?
Boeing emailed me a statement stressing that the anti-ice system hasn't caused any safety incidents, which, quote, would require a very specific combination of weather and operational conditions. Boeing says it's working on a permanent fix. In a webcast to employees, Boeing president and CEO Dave Calhoun stressed his commitment to safety.
This stuff matters. Everything matters. Every detail matters.
But Pearson, the former senior manager at Boeing, he won't fly in Boeing's MAX planes, even if he doesn't discover he's on a MAX until he sits down in his seat. He says that happened last April on a flight from Seattle to New Jersey.
So I got up and just walked off the plane.
Richard Abulafia has no problems flying in a 737 MAX because he's confident government regulators are doing their jobs. Abulafia is managing director at Aerodynamic Advisory. He is concerned, though, about Boeing's manufacturing process, and he says Boeing's Defense, Space, and Security Division, which makes military aircraft and the Starliner spacecraft, also has problems.
Cost overruns, schedule delays, ill-advised fixed-price contracts that result in big losses for the company.
Abulafia says Boeing's third division, Global Services, is making money. He doesn't think the door plug problems will be a huge hit to the company's bottom line, but he says Boeing will face more scrutiny from regulators. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
United Airlines reported fourth quarter results yesterday. Revenue was up 10% from a year earlier, but it predicts it'll lose money in the first quarter of this year after the government ordered dozens of Boeing 737 MAX jets grounded earlier this month. United stock rallied 7.5% in pre-market trading. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.